British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is in enough trouble that his party can't even hang on to a safe seat. A special election came this week in Brown's native Scotland. It was a seat that the Labour Party dominated just 3 years ago, but not anymore. And that's casting a lot more attention on Tony Blair's successor, a key U.S. ally. Let's go to Vicky Barker. She's in Glasgow, Scotland, covering this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Was this election, this by-election, about the Prime Minister?
Well, it was about the Prime Minister in particular, about the Labour Party in general, and I think that Brown would argue what it was really about was growing voter dissatisfaction with circumstances beyond anyone's control, really. Rising food and fuel prices topping the list of things that voters said they were most dissatisfied with.
Although, let's face it, if you're Gordon Brown, if you've been your party's finance minister for many years before you were Prime Minister, and you are the leader of the ruling party, it's going to be hard to escape blame for things like that.
It's something the opposition Conservative Party wastes absolutely no time in pointing out.
So how serious is this outcome for him then?
Well, as a sign of voter dissatisfaction, it's the strongest signal yet. I mean, this was the third special election in 3 months here in Britain, and Labour has lost dramatically in each one. And Glasgow East is what the British call a safe seat. The party had held it for decades. The MP whose resignation sparked this by-election had a majority of 13,000 votes last time he won, but the Scottish National Party managed to erase that lead to win by 365 votes.
So now is Gordon Brown in danger after this election loss and a number of other election losses in danger of losing his job?
Well, that's the thing that everybody is watching right now. David Cameron, the leader of the opposition Conservatives, has already said this sends a signal that Gordon Brown must call national elections. But as the saying goes, he would say that, wouldn't he? Because national opinion polls show that the Conservatives would win tidily if national elections were held tomorrow. I have to say they lost big in Glasgow East. They came in third. They did so badly they lost their deposit there. But of course, the national barometer is something else. Now, within the Labour Party, activists understand that they would lose national elections, but they're increasingly dissatisfied with Gordon Brown. He has made no sign that he intends to step down after this. But the Labour Party has its annual conference in Manchester in September. So if there's going to be any kind of leadership contest, any kind of palace coup, as it were, it is likely to take place there.
Vicky Barker, given that Gordon Brown is Prime Minister of a key U.S. ally, a major economic partner, one of the world's financial capitals, of course, is London. He's an important guy at a critical moment in the economy. You have to ask, in his weakened state, can he do his job? Can he get things done that the British people need him to get done, or that Americans, for that matter, might need him to get done at some point?
Well, this is the irony, because, in fact, as soon as Gordon Brown steps outside of British borders, he seems to acquit himself extremely well. He's proved himself a pretty able negotiator at European summits. President Bush seems to have developed a decent working relationship with him. It's just that once he puts his hand on domestic policy, everything seems to go wrong. I mean, yes, some of what's gone wrong has to do with the global economy, but there have been a series of policy missteps that were Brown's doing. And frankly, his personal style hasn't helped him either. In public, he just comes across as a stony-faced technocrat.
Vicky Barker is in Scotland, where Gordon Brown's Labour Party has lost another election. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.